Robert Lujan, Bob Lujan, Babalu, Bobby Churro. Many names can be used to describe this man. Actor, musician, athlete, father, cage fighter. But today I'd like to talk a little bit about acting and your technique. Thank you for sitting with us.
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. And wow, it's really an honor to be here.
Bobby Churro, in a word, magnificent. How did you tackle that performance?
Well, first of all, let me just say, I felt so fortunate to be cast as Mr. Churro, because I know your casting process is quite thorough, to say the least. I was just ecstatic because I was really a big boxing fan. I watched Hagler Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard Hagler, Hearns Sugar Ray Leonard Duran, Duran Hearns, all those brilliant, brilliant fighters.
What did you bring to the Churro role, if you will?
Well, going back to what I just said, having said that, we didn't have DVDs back then. I used to have a VCR, and I used to record all those fights and slow them down and imitate them, acting as if I were there.
So you've trained for 30-something years for this Bobby Churro role?
Yes, give or take 5 years.
Fascinating, fascinating. And where do you see your Churro performance taking you in the future?
Well, I'm hoping a sequel. Yeah, actually I am, but I'm thinking, I don't know, what did De Niro do after Raging Bull? I think he did some sort of comedy or something. I'd love to do comedy. I've trained a lot for comedy. I've taken serious comedy lessons.
I believe Robert De Niro did Boris Badenoff in the Rocky and Bullwinkle
movie.
Yes,
I think you're right, yes. That would be something I would love to do a sequel to.
Amazing, amazing. Taking this Churro role, how has it changed your life?
Well, I'm getting emails from all over East LA and the country, for that matter, about how it affected them, you know, in their personal lives. And to be an actor, to be able to do that, it just makes it all worthwhile.
Would you say that acting is the most important profession in the entire universe?
Yes, that, and of course the firefighters and patrolmen and such, you know, the ambulance drivers. But
acting would be first.
Yes, because without acting, nothing else would be necessary. Not for me, anyway.
Yes, and they are our most important assets and should be protected as such.
Yes, my acting coach, he told me one thing that has stuck with me for 30-some-odd years, and that is, whatever you do, do not do what you think you should do when you're acting. Just be. So whatever you do, don't.
Whatever you do, don't. Wise words to live by. Thank you, Bob Lujan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Like I said, this role has changed me and changed my life.
Amazing.